AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Parts of upstate New York are buried under a historic snowfall.
In some parts of Buffalo, as much as 6 feet of snow fell, while in others, not much at all. All thanks to a lake effect storm that first began Thursday night. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars says while members of the National Guard are in town to help with snow removal, county workers are also knee-deep in it.
We are removing these one scoop at a time on some of these roads using high lifts and putting them into the back of trucks.
The storm is being blamed for at least three deaths. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Twitter has reinstated former President Trump's account. CNET's Ian Shore says it was a business decision.
Trump was a force on Twitter and able to stay in the headlines in part because he was so active on the platform and so many people followed and responded to him. Trump hasn't been able to garner that kind of attention since, even though he created his own social network, Truth Social.
Russian troops have withdrawn from the Ukrainian city of Kherson, but CBS's Chris Livesay says their occupation won't soon be forgotten.
They leave behind traumatized survivors and mass graves. The bodies all bear signs of torture, says the chief investigator. More than 3,000 crimes were committed during Russian occupation, he says. 90% were war crimes, like rape, torture, and murder.
A girl has died after being run over by a truck in a parade Saturday in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Bystanders and police officers jumped into action, chasing after the truck and physically forcing it to a stop.
People came up and were helping, like, grab it and slow it down a little bit.
Witnesses say they thought it was an accident. The driver was honking to warn others that the truck was out of control.
The drivers, you can see the people in the truck getting out, like telling people, warning people, get out of the way. We can't stop. We can't stop. They were screaming.
Police say the driver is cooperating and is now facing multiple charges, including misdemeanor death by motor vehicle and reckless driving. Michael George, CBS News.
Baffled police in Idaho continue to investigate the stabbing deaths of four college students. CBS's Christina Ruffini with the latest.
In a Facebook post, the Moscow County Police Department said the two surviving roommates are not considered suspects, but they are no longer in this house as it's strictly a crime scene at this point.
A last-minute fight over emissions cutting and the overall climate change goal is delaying a potentially historic deal at the annual climate change conference in Egypt. Norway's climate change minister says it's tough to get agreement on reducing fossil fuel emissions and retaining the goal of limiting warming since pre-industrial times. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one. Here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just happy to
be here. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Okay, smile naturally. Perfect.
Camps Photography knows wedding season ramps up in a flash. They need to say I do to a studio assistant before clients go full bridezilla.
I'm so sorry. I have to get a different lens. I'll be right back.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 4 above, overnight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 29, tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 19, tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Temps below average, Monday and Tuesday, with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 8 above.
You step up to those microphones.
Thanks
I need you right
thanks,
in there.
Man.
During the hour, we're going to find out about each one of you individually. But first, tell us a little bit more about what Lawnmower is all about. I mean, there has to be more to the backstory than just cutting grass. Why Lawnmower?
It's bluegrass. So, you know, we all attended the bluegrass jam. It's the when I got started, I don't know about you guys, but it started out, well, I was at Mickey's Bar. Then later it changed over to Muska Lounge. And we just been jamming. We really enjoyed playing with each other. And we're like, all right, let's just do this. So one night we were at the Harmony because it got changed for whatever reason. We're sitting in the back. Everybody had finally gone home. It's probably like 11:30 at night. And it was just us. And we're like, man, we should just make this the band. And so we just went for it, just had a good time. We just, it's a very new thing.
So it kind of happened or by accident or organically in the back of the Harmony.
Yeah, very happy accident for sure.
Now, Isaac DeBrew Sloan is one of the band members who's not here tonight because he's out on tour with his band, Disc. Yeah. So since he's not here, we'll start with him. Let's learn a little bit about this guy from Disc. Tell us a little bit about Isaac.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Just absolutely naturally talented. I've known him for a long, long time, and ever since I knew him, he was making his own rock and roll, doing his own thing. He would sometimes come over to my house, and he'd bring some stuff he did on his laptop. I'm like, holy cow, man! And then he turned it all into this band, Disc, and then they just recently, maybe like a couple years ago, got signed to Saddle Creek. They're out on tour with Nico Case right now. Would you believe it? It's amazing. And they're fantastic. They just put out their second record. Just great, great rock and roll.
What does Isaac play in Lawnmower? What instrument?
Guitar and vocals.
So three guitars and four vocals. You all sing, right?
Isn't that something?
I love the harmonies. That's the one thing. I like poppy punk, you know, and the reason I like poppy punk is because the harmonies. Bluegrass gives you the same thing. You know, multiple people singing, the harmonies is pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, let's get to a little live music with Lawnmower in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The first song you guys are playing tonight, it's called Walk On, Boy, and it's a cover song by Mel Tillis. Why did you pick this song?
Well, this is a Doc Watson. I know this tune through Doc Watson. I think Mel Tillis was the original writer, like public domain kind of deal, but I heard the first CD by Tony Rice I ever discovered had this tune on it, and since then I've really gotten into Tony Rice's music, as every bluegrass guitar player has. But this tune I heard on that first record, so we like this tune.
All right, well, let's hear it right now. It's live music in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. It's Lawnmower. Thank you.
ask you just who is that fellow Brown? You could tell him I'm the boy who left his hammer smoking where he beat that steam drill down. Walk on, boy. Walk on down the road. Yeah, there ain't nobody in this whole wide world that's gonna help you to carry your load.
Lawnmower live on the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Walk on, boy. How does everything sound in your headphones? Everything sound good, guys?
Yeah, it does.
Excellent. Rock?
You guys have such an extensive backgrounds in music, and for so many years, let's dig in to find out a little bit more. Star Moss. You have played with Chicago-based band The Hen House Prowlers, touring abroad for many years. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. Who is Star Moss, and how did you get to this moment?
Well, I started playing in high school. I had a buddy that played mandolin, and we got really into bluegrass together. Discovered all the old David Grisman and Jerry Garcia stuff, which was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And so we kind of got into it that way. My dad played Celtic music, and so, yeah, I was kind of lucky to grow up with a lot of music in the house and stuff. But, yeah, spent 3 years on the road with the Hen House Prowlers, and those guys are still really good friends, and it was a great period of just playing a lot of music.
That's a great name for a band, too, Hen House Howlers.
Prowlers. It's a you know, a popular Chicago band. Tell us a little bit about the Hen House Prowlers.
Yeah, well, there's kind of two core members, Ben Wright, who plays banjo, and John Goldfine, who plays bass. And they've just been doing it forever. I think they've been playing now for probably close to 20 years. And something that's interesting about that band is they've done several international trips over to, at this point, they've been to a ton of different places, Africa, Russia, just you name it. They've been all over the place. And so they've kind of got a really interesting kind of like international spin on their music. And they learn tunes from all these different artists internationally. And when they play them for audiences internationally, people just totally lose their mind because they're hearing about a bluegrass band from Chicago play, for example, a tune from Nigeria, for example. And so it's just the coolest thing in the world to experience something like that. And they're great guys, so they're a really good band.
Now you also played with the Earl Brothers, and I saw that they're bluegrass bad boys. What makes them bad boys?
That's a good question. Jeez.
Bluegrass bad boys.
If I knew the answer.
No comment.
Yeah. No, well, to give a quick plug to the Earl Brothers, it's kind of the brainchild of this guy, Bobby Earl. And he's kind of a Stanley Brothers inspired banjo player. So he plays really in the old style of the Stanley Brothers. And they write a bunch of original music, and yeah, they're just a great band.
Now, you are a recent graduate of the University of Wisconsin at Madison, and you studied voting behavior and crime at the neighborhood level in Chicago. Now, it sounds pretty interesting. Tell us a little bit about your fascination with urban geography.
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I studied geography, like you just said, and I got really into... yeah, just kind of into mapping, and I was always interested in crime. And so the question my question for my master's thesis was like, how does voting behavior kind of influence like crime rates? Like with the idea that if there's a neighborhood that's more cohesive and kind of all voting and like more kind of like civic minded, does that kind of mean that crime rates are going to be lower in that neighborhood? Kind of going by like civic engagement and like community cohesion. So it was cool. It was a good project.
I think I have your doctorate thesis ready. I think you should do like a map of Wisconsin, including the serial murders of Wisconsin.
Oh,
so it would like kind of mix like your geography with crime.
That's a good idea. I should Well, you know what's funny is...
I mean, we got Ed Gein, we got Dahmer, we got all the greatest ones right here in Wisconsin.
The greatest ones, in quotes, of course.
I like to tell people that as a, like, the final exam for my degree was to just list all the capitals of the United States. But unfortunately, it wasn't that simple.
Don't you have to do that to become a citizen?
Yeah, probably.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Lawnmower in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for us tonight was written by Luca Patinaud, and it's called Fake Candle Chandelier. Is this a conspiracy song?
Oh, yeah. It's a conspiracy of the mind. And so much so, you know, the way I write lyrics is I don't have any presupposed reason for doing so. They just come the way they come, and then I have to figure out what it's all about afterwards. Sometimes it can be years before I'm like, what the heck was that about? Oh, holy cow, look at this. And then I see this metaphor. I'm like, how did I connect the, or how did, I should say, not I, how was the last verse connected to the first verse? And I never even saw it, but it was there. Stuff like that. So, man, I don't really know. It's just the stuff comes when it comes, and how it comes, and I'm just a lucky person who's there to get it and then stuff it into a tape recorder.
Well, we're the lucky people tonight because Lawnmower is live in the Devil's Lair. Let's hear this song right now. Fake Candle Chandelier on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
igniting halos on your love, like make believe it was enough. Was the image negative underneath the clothes I live? Was the image negative, negative, negative? Was the image negative underneath the clothes I live? Was the image negative?
Yes to your song.
Hey, I good.
Like it. Let's Lawnmower Live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. If you want to call and ask the guys a question, you're more than welcome to do that. You can call 844-96-PARTY, 844-967-2789, Rocker.
Jimmy, David Havas, you are the upright bassist and professor of psychology. You must be the one that keeps the band from floating away. Having toured the world and Tennessee with real-time travelers, what's the biggest difference between touring those two places?
Hey, Rocker, yeah. Well, if you're from Memphis, it's the world of difference. That's actually a famous line from an old-time tune that was written by a guy named Charlie Poole, old-time fiddle player, old-time guitar player, songwriter, Charlie Poole. He's sort of like the original bad guy, sort of a gangster country music star from the 1920s and 1930s, and he wrote a song called Don't Let Your Deal Go Down, and that's one of the lines in there. But I played in an old-time fiddle band from Tennessee, and that's where that comes from. We did tour a little bit. There aren't too many of us out there doing that. But I'm a stand-up bass player and a stand-up professor too.
Now, you said you're the professor at Whitewater, though. You teach in Whitewater, is that correct?
Yeah. I live in Madison, commute to Whitewater, and so this goes out to all the students of mine out there who like to listen to my stories of touring the world and Tennessee.
Well, you know, speaking of your students, what's the most common question you get asked as a psychology professor?
What do I need to do to pass this course? That's the most single.
But so then, it has nothing to do with what the feelings are for mom?
No.
Good.
Are you analyzing me? That's another favor.
Yeah.
But no, I wish. No, I would appreciate that. Actually, that would be wonderful.
Actually, I would like to. I'd like for you to analyze Rocker while you're drinking Rocker vodka.
While he's gargling Rocker vodka.
While he's gargling, yeah. It would be good. Let's do some more live music.
All right, we'll get back to live music with Lawnmower in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for us is a Tony Rice song, and it's called Old Train. It's getting close to the holidays, and I was just thinking my old Lionel Train set. Why did you choose this song?
Oh, this is another one. You know, I don't sing a lot, but I tend to pick songs that sound good for my voice, and this is a good one. But actually, this is a cool tune, and it makes me think about my dear brother who's out in Colorado, and so I guess this one goes out to Alex.
All right, Alex, this is for you. It's Lawnmower Live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Stay alive. seems I'm too old for running. I hear you rush your wheels, grate against the rails, and they cry with every mile. And I think I'll stay a while.
Live in the Devil's Lair, a little bluegrass for you. Gentlemen, why don't you just hang out just for 1 second? We're going to take a break, pay some bills. We'll be back for more music. Sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. 4 locations in Madison, Sun Prairie, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Blackshirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 7 above. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 28. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lowest level off around 23. Ample sunshine expected Monday with daytime highs approaching 36. 41 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 9 above.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Happy happy Saturday, everybody. Happy you could join us. Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. Rocker has Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock. And don't forget, you can re-listen to the show on the replays tonight at midnight, tomorrow at 6 p.m. and midnight. Of course, get the podcast anytime at civicmedia.us and just click on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Jimmy, we are back here with Lawnmower Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. And we've been learning a little bit about each of the members of Lawnmower. And now we are on to Luca Patinot. Luca, you are a veteran of the Madison music scene, and you're a performing guitarist, teacher, recording studio artist, songwriter, composer. You do it all, man. You have been on countless recordings and played with many big names. Tell us a little bit more about Luca Patinon.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting thing for me. From the beginning of my adventures on this guitar, I was kind of riding two lanes at the same time. So I started out just in my Eddie Van Halen phase, rocking out in my basement, dancing around with the, you know, basically a stick and a piece of paper taped to it to make it look like Eddie Van Halen's guitar flapping around in my pajamas. And then, and so I kept on going on that path in a sense, you know, with, you know, rock and roll bands. I played drums in a band when I was in high school called Sour Mouth. And then I made some rock and roll record called The Optimistic later on, and just kind of kept that part always happening, kind of in my playing, and it sort of seeps into the jazz. And so also during that same time, you know, I had the opportunity to be learning jazz. I had a great teacher, Roger Brotherhood, who was just absolutely the great guitar teacher of this town, and probably of the state or larger. So just kept on playing jazz. I had an opportunity to play with all kinds of different people, some great musicians in town. So I just that led me to playing, you know, with guys like Paul Hastel. We formed a jam session called the New Breed Quintet. I got a chance to play. One of the drummer of that group was Leo Sidran, and he kind of pulled me into the fold to start playing with his father, Ben Sidran. And so I had an opportunity to play with him for some time, and that's been like a good 20-year-plus relationship there. And then on the other side of things, things seemed to get kind of ridiculous for me playing rock and roll, because I was like, man, it's so stinking loud. And I just started to realize, man, it feels so good playing acoustic guitar. So that led me down this path of just really getting into the tone of things, just acoustic and wood and nature and just like the this beautiful tone. And at a volume level that's manageable as well. So one day I walked into Mickey's looking for a band, and I had the day wrong. And next thing you know, I'm in the back room of the jam session, and these guys are like, hey, dude. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't even know this was happening. They handed me a guitar, and I was like, okay, I'm coming back here every Monday. It was great. It's where I met these guys, and then we started this thing happening. So and then of course I do my own thing too. Last year I put out a record called Testing Your Patience, and so I've been doing a whole lot of original material, but everything has been lately, I'd say probably over the last 10, 15 years, actually, been really, really more and more dedicated to this acoustic guitar and just the wide variety of awesome instruments I've been privileged to play.
And you do a lot of teaching, and you do some teaching at the UW, no?
That's true. Yep. I'm teaching in the jazz studies department at the University of Wisconsin here in Madison. And that's great. So for people who, about, let's see, 6 years ago, they started admitting jazz guitarists into the program. And so I just got an email out of the blue from the director, Johannes Wallman. And I was like, yeah, I would love to teach. So I've been doing that, and it's been awesome. It's been a great time. And I've been also teaching for the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra Music Makers Program, which is a program that basically serves kids who probably normally wouldn't be getting guitar lessons. And so they both are have a side where they're funding everything, and then also the educational side of it, which is where I am. And it's great. So I'm just teaching all the time, probably 6, sometimes 7 days a week. It's been great. So, yeah, you know, for me, it's an inhale-exhale kind of thing. I'm getting a lot of inspiration from everything from the arts, but also from the people in the community, and from all the music I've been able to be exposed to, but also have an opportunity to create my own stuff, put it out there, have people hear it, and also be able to help people who want to learn how to do it.
Now, I saw in your bio you worked with Hal Leonard, Signature Licks, on Pappy Cannon, Pat Metheny, and even some Grateful Dead. What's it like transcribing Jerry Garcia?
Yeah, so interesting thing. So that all came through, that was Hal Leonard through Jake Johnson's Paradigm Studio here in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
And so I didn't transcribe any of it. Somebody in Milwaukee, I think, transcribed it. And so they basically put all of this, like, verbatim, here's how they did it, right in front of me. And so we spent just a few days just like basically reading the music, looking at every little detail, trying to get the bends to be perfect. Is it a quarter bend and a quarter step bend? Is it a half step bend? And trying to get it to be right in time and all this kind of stuff, and basically just to make it sound just like it is. I gotta say, like, actually the crazy stuff was the Roy Buchanan, because that stuff was so, his guitar playing is so nuts. And you know, we would be spending quite a bit of time trying to get it just right, because if he takes a passage and he rushes it just a little bit, instead of writing, here, he rushed, you know, just you rush it a little bit if you want to make it sound this way. No, they transcribed it to the T and said, like, okay, we're going to do one pentuplet partial ahead, and then I'm trying to read this, and it's just such a mess. And really what they should have said is, listen, this guy, if you want to get a sound like him, you have to do this much cocaine, this much whiskey, and then you're going to get the sound like him. But they didn't really want to put that in the book,
because you'd never be able to remember the word pentuplet.
I still can't. Tomorrow, I'll wake up, and I won't know what I said.
I mean, a pentuplet, I've never heard of that before. Oh, let's see. Let's get back to some live music. With Lawnmower in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, the next song you have for us, it's a Woody Guthrie song, and it's called Pretty Boy Floyd. Why this song?
Well, I heard this tune. I heard a guy named Tim Stafford do this tune, and I think it's a cool tune. It's a good story, kind of a Robin Hood type story about an outlaw. I don't know. It was kind of an interesting story, so we're gonna try it.
Woody always had great stories to tell, that's for sure. Let's check it out right now. It's Lawnmower Live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Down.
sat into his name. So he took to the trees and the timber on the Payan River shore, and pretty well I found a welcome on many a farmer's door. Many a farmer charmer, the same old story he told, how the outlaw paid their mortgage and saved their little home. Six gun, some with a fountain pen. Through this world to ramble, through this world to roam, you'll never meet an outlaw, drive a family from their home.
Very nice. Lon Moore live in the Devil's Lair here on Devil Radio, Max Inc. Radio, across the Civic Media Network. Rocker's coming up in about 20 minutes with Max Inc. Heavy. Looking for that rocker. We're going to go from bluegrass live in the studio to hard rock and metal at 10 o'clock.
That's right, Jimmy.
Get people whiplash.
Every Saturday.
Luca, this is heavy. Like a specialty for you here then. Since you're a metal guy and doing bluegrass, you'll appreciate that, I hope.
It's a fantastic combination.
Hey, Tuesday, November 22nd, Lon Moore is performing at the Up North here in Madison. And coming up on January 28th, you guys are at the Slowpoke in Spring Green. And tonight is your third gig, and the Up North is going to be number four. Was Atwood Fest your first gig?
Isn't it something? Yeah,
Jimmy,
it was.
Atwood Fest was their first show.
Wait, I didn't realize Lon Moore was at Atwood Fest.
They were on the Sugar Maple stage this year.
Ah, the Sugar Maple. Okay, I gotcha. Well, happy Atwood Fest. I'm sorry I missed you.
So tell us a little bit about your shows coming up. Where's the Slowpoke in Spring Green? Tell us about that place.
Yeah, you know, I've played there one time some years ago. It's a beautiful room. It's one of those spaces that you walk in, there's a bar and an area where you can hang out and do what you want to do, even if you're not necessarily there committed to the music. And then you go into the back room, and it's just this beautiful, like, miniature little theater there. Just really set up really well for music, and it's a beautiful space, great acoustics, and yeah, I'm looking forward to bringing these guys, you know, for all of us to get out there, hang out, and play. And I gotta say, you know, the people who like to hear music out in, say, places like Spring Green or even further out in the country,
yeah,
they like the music, man.
Yeah, they're
into it. It's a special thing. It's a little different than when you're, let's say, here or in Milwaukee, where people maybe are a little bit more, I should say, they're desensitized. And sometimes you get a little bit of a difficulty trying to get your sound when there's a lot of yapping and over the top of it. And you go out to these places, and it's like they're like really tuned in. And there's just nothing better than having a tuned in audience. You guys can create some an energy all together. You know, it's wonderful.
We're on the air out of Richland Center, but I bet you it could be picked up in Spring Green on WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. And also, I want to drop, you mentioned Spring Green too, Rocket Man Pizza out there. If you do your show, get some Rocket Man Pizza. That's Uncle Richie from the Bordello of Horror.
That's correct, Jimmy. Hey, where can we find you guys, Lon Moore, online? Do you have some socials or websites, or how do people follow you guys?
Yeah, just Instagram, I think, is all we have. Is that right? Yeah,
we have a Facebook.
Lon Moore Band. Lon Moore Band on Instagram. I don't even think we have Facebook.
No, we got to get on that.
Yeah, we're pretty organic.
Well, you guys are really new, right? So we'll just give you a warning here.
I'll tell you one thing: we won't be making a Twitter profile.
I was just going to suggest maybe buy Facebook, and you can, you know, make it a bluegrass book. You know,
we could go vintage and get a MySpace page.
Oh yes, MySpace is going to make a comeback. I can feel it. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Forget about us on Facebook. Find us on MySpace. Hey, let's get back to some more live music from Lawnmower here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you guys have for us tonight is called Dark Hollow by Bill Browning. Tell us about this song before you play.
This one, this is an old standard, but I learned it just from seeing a video of Dan Tominski. And I don't know if you're familiar with Dan Tominski, but he's just got a great voice. Great, he was heavily featured on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
And just awesome. And so I just saw it, and he just had something about, and I was just like, you know what, I gotta learn this. And so I started playing around with it, and you know, as I like to do, just kind of screw with it a little bit. And this is the version that we came up with.
All right. We're about 10 minutes away from that hard break. This here right now is Lawnmower live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Cool. It's a G right now. Two, three. I'd rather be in some dark hollow where the sun don't never shine than to be home alone knowing that you're gone. So freight train, take me far on down the track. I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back.
And the Devil's Lair playing some awesome bluegrass for us tonight. I gotta tell you too, David, the stand-up bass is just thumping tonight. I love it.
Yeah. All right, good.
Is there a better instrument in the world?
No, there's not. No. And as we were waiting in the 92.7 studio outside, and there was another band coming through doing some pre-recording. They were all interested in the bass. Everyone is interested in this instrument. You just can't get more wood per square foot.
Yeah. Wood per square foot.
How long have you been playing bass? Is that something that you picked up as a kid, as a child? Did you grow up doing this?
I picked it up in college, actually. I started on electric bass, and then I went to... There was a roommate who had a bass in two pieces, and he said, if you can fix it, you can have it. And so I got out the wood glue and a rope and dowel, and I figured out how to do it, and I glued the sucker back together. And I've carried it with me all the way to here, and to lift it is to love it. It's a lot to carry. My back hurts from it, but it's worth it.
Well, we appreciate you lugging it to the Devil Radio Studios this afternoon or tonight, man. We appreciate it.
Let's see. What's coming up in the future for Lawnmower? What do you guys got in plans?
We only have the present moment.
Living in the present moment.
Yep, just right here, right now, and next Tuesday.
Couple gigs coming up. All right.
Yep, up north. Come on down, 6 to 9.
Luca, Star, David, thank you so much for taking the time to come in the studio and perform for us tonight in the Devil's Lair. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Now, the last song you have for us tonight, it's called Blue Virginia Blue. It's by Larry Sparks. And before you go, tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, this is kind of this song is pretty pathetic. Yeah.
Excellent.
The main character just can't really win in this tune.
No?
So that's why we like it.
It's a tune about a loser.
All right. So to speak.
Well, we all love the losers and rooting for the loser and the underdog. We got about 7 minutes before that hard break, so feel free to take us up to that. And it's Lawnmower live in the Devil's Lair.
Give me a count.
Coming down. Friends, I'm here to tell you it's no pleasure when you're all alone and a stranger to the town. Don't take me wrong, I do like East Virginia. Now Richmond's full of hospitality, except for one Virginia girl I know of, who made a perfect love wreck out of me. Minnesota, said I need you here in Richmond right away. Take the bus and I'll meet you at the station. Oh, and bring some clothes, I might want you to stay. I must pull in the station late this evening, and there ain't a soul around this place to me. She must have changed her mind and since forgotten.
Thank you. warm, cozy place to go lie down. Instead of standing all alone in Richmond, while the cold Virginia rain is coming down. Virginia girls, there ain't no blue like blue Virginia blues. There's no girl in the whole wide world break your heart like Virginia girls. There ain't no blue like blue Virginia blues.
Yeah. Live music in the Devil's Lair by Lon Moore tonight. Gentlemen, thank you so much. It sounded so good. And thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Pimp that show at Mickey's one more time.
Tuesday, November 22nd, Lon Moore is performing at the Up North, Jimmy, here in Madison. And then coming up January 28th, and that's in 2023, that's going to be at the Slowpoke in Spring Green. So those are the two shows that Lon Moore has coming up right now.
Awesome. Guys, thanks again. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Coming up here. Well, first of all, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, thanks to them for sponsoring the Devil's Lair. Sun Prairie, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal, salvatorestomatopies.com. Rocker, you got Maxie and Kevy coming up. What do you got coming up, man?
We have Go Play God. They're going to be in the studio here tonight. Big John and Vaughn, they're going to come in and tell us about the Hungry Show that's going to be happening at the High Noon Saloon coming up this Wednesday on Thanksgiving Eve. And it's going to be a great show. That's also going to have Seven Seasons Deep, and they're also announcing a new band that's going to be playing there.
All right. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag just a little bit, Rocker.
Yeah.
But if you have New Year's plans, you just probably should clear your calendar, because we're working on something cool, and we're going to have details for you in about a little while. But it's coming soon, Rocker, and I'm super excited about it.
I think you're alluding to the spaceship.tv, Jimmy. We're going to let more kitties out. New Year's Eve.
You just let the whole kit and caboodle out of the bag there.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some great bands. We're going to have some interviews, and it's all going to be live on the radio and streamed video. So you can actually watch us do the show and watch the bands perform. We're going to have a temporary Devil's Lair, Jimmy.
It's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. And it's going to be pretty chill. So if you plan on hanging out on your couch for New Year's Eve or having a party at your home or something like that, not hitting the bars, definitely check out. We'll have more details for you, too. It's all coming your way.
We're going to bring the party to you.
All right. Go Play God is going to join Rocker in the studio in about a half hour or so.
Yep.
New music from them, from those guys. Looking forward to that. And, of course, East Central Last Crack. This is Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and